online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
Up to 40 cases are now being investigated over the poor care of mothers and babies at a hospital trust. It's feared some of those may have died or suffered serious injury in Shrewsbury and Telford. A review into 23 cases was ordered last year, but more families have since come forward. Sky's Becky Johnson is at the Royal Shrewsbury Hospital.
The hospital says it does take the investigation of these deaths very seriously, but I think the sense from parents is that really the culture needs to change at these hospitals. And certainly one of the things we're hearing is that some of these deaths may have taken place as recently as December last year.
Nine people have been charged by Kent Police following two sales scams involving £1.3 million. Almost 200 people paid cash to online traders between August 2013 and last summer. A London joinery firm was also defrauded out of almost £280,000. The suspects, including men and women from Sheerness, Herne Bay and Westerham, are all due at Crown Court in a few weeks' time. KMFM's been told around one in five people who are homeless in Kent are women, the highest figure in the country. Porchlight worked with more than 830 rough sleepers in the county last year. 163 of them were women. Jodie Coombs from Tunbridge ended up on the streets after a family breakup.
I was struggling with my well-being as well as struggling to have a roof over my head. It was a massive struggle day in, day out just to pick myself up and, carry on with it.
The charity's launching a report later this year to identify why that's the case and what can be done. It's emerged councils in Kent are spending millions of pounds on property investment to compensate for cuts in government funding. Local authorities across the county are buying things like offices, shops and even restaurants to help generate cash. They're being accused of taking risks with taxpayers' money. Bosses say anything they make is invested in services. The new £15 billion Crossrail route in London won't open for another year. The project's bosses say extensive testing is needed beyond its planned December opening date. A campaign's underway in Kent to raise £5,000 for charity by recycling old coffee pods. Last year, Kent was the third largest collector of them in the country, with almost 400,000 sent off to special centres. Money's given to the air ambulance in exchange for the old pods. Adam Hunter is a volunteer who looks after 12 collection points in Kent.
Not only are we raising vital funds for these life-saving missions, but we're also saving the environment. We're actually getting these pods an extra use out there. We're getting them turned into picnic benches in these parks and everything else, so it's a win-win for me.
And a pony's been rescued from a water-filled ditch near Whitstable. Firefighters were called to Faversham Road in Seasalter last night and used a crane to winch her to safety. She wasn't injured and has now been reunited with her foal.
Sport. With Dynorod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dyno.com.
Cricket, and Kent could do with some more wickets on day three of their county championship game against Derbyshire. A short time ago, the home side were on 301 for four after Kent made 561 in their first innings. That's the latest. Next updates at two.